There's been a series of angry protests at the State University of New York, Plattsburgh this semester. The campus is near the Canadian border in a rural area where students of color say they often feel unwelcome, even threatened. One catalyst for their concern was a racist Snapchat message that was sent by a freshman at the school who was from the nearby town of Keene Valley. But even some critics of the students say the message was an ill-conceived joke. Zach Hirsch from North Country Public Radio reports.
Maria Gates sits on the sofa at a friend's house in Keene Valley with her hands in her lap, holding her cell phone. The 18-year-old started at SUNY Plattsburgh last fall and says the friends she made on campus liked to make a lot of crude jokes.
Hanging around with them, everybody in that chat always made racist jokes, fat jokes, just things that people see on the internet now all the time these days.
They shared the jokes in a private group on Snapchat, the social media platform, as part of a game.
If you've ever heard of Cards Against Humanity, it's like this game where you choose answers, and it's supposed to be messed up humor.
It grew into a contest to see who could say the most shocking thing. Gates says some of her friends started using the N-word, and then came the idea of lynching African Americans.
And like it got a laugh out of everybody. I just thought like everybody always found it funny, so I wanted to be a part of that.
Gates sent her own message, a selfie with the caption, "Lynching black people tonight," except she used the N-word. One of the students in her Snapchat group had had enough. She captured the image and shared it on campus. A couple of weeks later, on Valentine's Day, Gates was in statistics class when her phone lit up.
And it started, like, spreading wildfire. And that's when, like, everything started to blow up. And then the cops showed up at my door with the photo in their hand, and I knew it was just going to be bad.
A lot of people said they thought Gates and her boyfriend, who's also in the photo, were making an actual threat. There were packed campus meetings and marches.
Enough!
Enough!
Is enough!
Enough!
Is enough!
At one of the meetings, a screenshot of Gates' message was projected onto a big screen. People were furious. That's faculty member Danae Robertson, who's also a former SUNY Plattsburgh student. Robertson is black. She says the Snapchat message Gates sent fits a frightening pattern.
Neo-Nazi posters on campus, neo-Nazi posters in the community, faculty and staff members being outwardly sexist and homophobic, transphobic in class.
Suddenly, Maria Gates was seen as a symbol of racism and intolerance on a campus where people of color already felt under attack. She says at first she thought maybe she could walk it back, say sorry, and everything might turn out okay.
I was talking to my friend about it, and I was like, do you think I have a chance? I feel so bad. Like, I've tried to apologize. Like, what, do you know if I can do anything?
Gates says she soon realized it was too late. She had to leave. Had to go home to Keene. But Gates found the controversy had followed her. People in Keene, a tiny mountain village about an hour's drive from Plattsburgh, learned about the racist Snapchat, and there was a ton of anger. Soon came a series of town meetings led by local resident Jane Hawk.
So we're going to have feeling words, and we're going to have issues, and we're going to have goals at the end of it.
About 40 people came out on this Monday night. They wore name tags, drank apple cider, and sat in a circle. Sherry Warner's son is one of the few African-American students at Keene Central School. She told the group she was outraged by Gates' message. She said it added to a climate of fear for her son.
I'm desperate for solutions right now. I don't even want to send him to college in this country. He doesn't want to get a license because he doesn't want to get pulled over. It's sickening. Totally sickening.
A high school senior in Keene named Corianne Stoner also became part of the conversation. She's African American, and she wrote a long public letter saying the problem isn't just Gates. It's the wider culture of people growing up here.
A kid walked behind me, actually a very close friend of mine, and he would just like jokingly walk behind me and pretend to like crack a whip and stuff and like yell, yeah, yeah, and stuff like that. Constant jokes about the absence of a father, and that's just expected of a black kid.
But in her letter and in public meetings since, Stoner actually defended Maria Gates. She says Gates is one of her best friends. Stoner says a problem is young people like Gates clumsily trying to adopt parts of black culture, trying to be cool.
Like a kid will walk up to me and they'll be like, what's up, mate? You know, and they'll say the N-word. And I either have that choice to, in front of their friends, humiliate them and like call them out on it. Or if I go along with it and kind of be like, oh, like, what's up, right back at them, like, they'll be the coolest kid in school. And so it's a weird It's a weird dynamic.
Maria Gates says she left her small town for college thinking this kind of exchange was acceptable, something white kids could get away with if their hearts were in the right place.
I was convinced that these things are okay to say if you mean them in a joking manner. But I've learned my lessons that this is not okay. And I'm really sorry. I made a really dumb and stupid mistake. Like, I take 100% responsibility for that.
I play that clip of tape of her apologizing for SUNY Plattsburgh faculty member Danae Robertson. She lets out a deep sigh.
I mean, her taking accountability is great. So I'm sure a lot of people will appreciate that. But what she did was wrong and borderline unforgivable.
Robertson says for Maria Gates to help make this right, she needs to go beyond apology to some kind of action.
And I hope that she takes this lesson and educates herself and her community around racism and systemic oppression and works to help fight it. Because now that's essentially her duty. She put herself in this position and that's what she owes to us.
Meetings continue in Keene Valley. The next one is set for this week. Corianne Stoner and Sherry Warner's son, Miles, say they'll give a talk on their experiences as students of color called Even in Keene. And discussions continue at SUNY Plattsburgh, where students of color are pushing campus officials to do more to help them feel safe. For Here and Now, I'm Zach Hirsch.